My name is Dante Gagné, and I'm one of the program managers for Visual Studio 2013. I'm really excited to be a part of this launch because it gives me this opportunity to show you some of the great improvements we've made in Visual Studio for editing XAML applications. Whether you're working with a WPF desktop application or a Windows 8.1 store app, these features are going to help you get more done and be more productive. Let's get started. I'm going to be showing you a handful of features today, and these work regardless of what XAML technology you're working with. So whether you're working with WPF, you're working with Silverlight or anything like that, everything is going to behave correctly. I'm going to start here in Visual Studio and create a hub application. You might ask why I'm working with a hub. Well, really, the only thing it does for me is it gives me a handful of pieces to work from, makes it a little bit easier to get started. Now, nobody argues when we talk about the code editor in Visual Studio being absolutely best in class. C#, C++, Visual Basic, Visual Studio has got one of the best code editors on the market. People do sometimes comment that our XAML editing experience is a little bit behind. We're really improving on the XAML editor experience. I'm going to open my hub page here, and you can see that Visual Studio is opening the designer. We've made a lot of improvements in the Visual Studio 2013 designer to make it faster and much more reliable. We were still pretty good in the older versions, but it's even better this time around. I've got my hub loaded. I'm going to go ahead and click on Hub 1. And just like in the other versions, the XAML editor at the bottom is going to update to whatever I have selected on the design surface. I'm going to scroll down a little bit. And you can see I've got the text blocks that make up parts of my hub. These are all hooked up to various resources, like the subheader text block style. Now, if I were in C#, it'd be very easy to hit F12 and jump to wherever this particular resource is defined. Well, now here in XAML, I can do the same thing. Just by clicking F12, Visual Studio figures out that this particular resource is defined in generic.xaml and opens it for me in a provisional tab. Here I can see where the subheader text block style is defined, and once I'm done making my changes, I can just close the provisional tab, get right back to where I was. The other nice thing, let's say here, I don't know what the resource is. I remove it out, and when I press space, the IntelliSense kicks in and shows me all the resources that match. So in this case, the IntelliSense goes and picks out all of the styles that would be appropriate here. I pick the one I want, double click, and I'm done. I'm going to rebuild here just to make sure all my references are correct. And I'm going to scroll down to section 3. In this case, I've got a data template, and you'll see that the item source is bound to a path in my data context. I'm going to double click that, and you can see here, as soon as I remove it and press space, IntelliSense kicks in again. Now IntelliSense is enabled not just for your resources, but also for your data binding. So here I can double click on items. The IntelliSense helps me get the data binding correct. You can imagine just how much value this is going to have when you're trying to get all of your UI hooked up to your view model. I want to show you something else here. We're going to jump over to the code editor, and let's talk about a hypothetical situation. I'm working with my application, and I seem to have a problem when I'm suspending my app. Right here at the top, I've got my event handler, and sure, I could click on this, press F12, and jump down to where it's defined and everything, but check this out. I'm going to hold down Alt and press F12, and this gives me what's called the peek window. In this case, it's opened up the definition for on suspending in a separate window. In this case, it's the same file, so it's not like I'm jumping across files, but the peek window doesn't care where it's defined. It'll go and get it for you. It's very easy for me to make changes at a different point in the code, close the peek window, and I'm right back where I started. This makes those simple, quick changes very easy to do, and you can imagine what this is going to do for your productivity. Now, I've shown you a bunch of Windows Store things. Let's be fair. Let's go ahead and jump over to WPF. So I'm going to move up and create a new WPF project. Windows, WPF, and open. Okay, now my WPF project is opened. Let's do just a couple simple changes in the XAML editor. You know, by default, I've got a grid. You know, maybe I don't want a grid. I'm going to change this to a scroll viewer. What I want you to notice is that the end tag is being updated at the same time. This is just one of those very common mistakes that people make when they're doing XAML. You change one tag, you forget to change the end tag. Well, now the XAML editor in Visual Studio helps you keep all of those things the same. I can do it from the start tag or the end tag. So you can see again here, when I changed it to Canvas, it went ahead and made the change. For editor's note, it's going to sound like I made a mistake here. The mistake is actually intentional. All right, I've done a canvas. Now I want to do a wrap panel. So I'm going to double click there and type wrap panel. Okay, well, I'm getting a squiggly line here that's indicating, oh, I see, I mistyped wrap panel. Well, the IntelliSense came up and realized, you know, you only got a couple characters wrong. There's a fuzzy IntelliSense matching model here so that it figures, you know, I just had a couple characters backwards. I can press enter and it goes ahead and gets the one that I actually wanted. Just making things a little bit easier. You know, maybe it's not the wrap panel I want. Maybe it's the virtualized stack panel. That's a mouthful. Wouldn't it be nice if I could just type VSP instead of having to remember, oh, it's a virtualizing stack panel. Exactly. Well, what the IntelliSense here does is it recognizes that virtualizing stack panel, we use capital letters to indicate where each word starts and ends, VSP, that must mean virtualizing stack panel. Camel case matching in the IntelliSense makes it that much quicker to get what you want. Let me go ahead and switch this back to a grid, otherwise I might regret it later. And I'm going to add a button. All right, I add my end, it puts in the end tag for me. Well, that was what I wanted, so content equals hello world. And you know, actually, I don't need to have a separate end tag, so I'm just going to press slash, and you'll notice that now that I changed the XML so that it's a self-contained tag, it gets rid of the end tag for me. It's another very common mistake. Visual Studio is going to help you not make those common mistakes. Now let's take that button, and let me copy it so I can show something else off here. Let's take this button and let's comment it out. Select it, comment. All right. What happens if I want to comment all of those buttons out? Now, folks who have worked with embedded comments would kind of expect it to go ahead, put the start tag in, put the end tag in, there will be a conflict, all of that. Check this out. I go ahead and click comment, and it adds in the necessary end tags and start tags to make sure that what was commented stays commented, and the entire section that I wanted commented actually gets commented out. It's just one of those small improvements that makes it a lot easier to work with comments, work with your code. You can see the productivity gains that we're talking about. I've gone ahead and showed you quite a bit here in Visual Studio. Let's jump over to Blend and show you a few things there. Drop down here, open up Blend, and I'm going to create a Windows Store application. Just a blank app. Now, a lot of people, when they start working with the Windows Store application, start talking about things like, well, I'm supposed to be 100 pixels from the left and my baseline of the text is 120 from the top, things to that effect. Sometimes it's a little tricky to get everything exactly where you want. Let me show you what we can do about that. So I'm going to take a text block, drag it out. Hello world. Right click. Edit style, and go ahead and apply the header text block style. There we go. That's the font that we're supposed to be using, but I need this to be 100 pixels from the left and the baseline to be 120 from the top. Now, if you look, we've got some measurement bars up here and rulers that give me a little bit of an idea of where I want it to be, and in many cases, that's enough. But to get the baseline, that's a little bit tricky. Let me show you how we can deal with that. I'm going to go up to the ruler and drag down a guide. I can just click on the number, type what value I want, so 120 pixels from the top, and another one, 100 pixels from the left. Now I can take that text block that I created, move it over, and you can see that I've got baseline snapping and I've got margin snapping, so now the left edge of my H is exactly 100 pixels over, and the bottom, the baseline of my text, is exactly 120 down. Now, that's kind of cool here. Let me go one more step and say, what if I want a button that's 100 pixels from the bottom? Let me drag out another guide, choose this down arrow, and say that this guide is supposed to be bottom aligned. So now when I go in and type 100, my guide ends up 100 pixels from the bottom of my view. Let me zoom in a little bit because this is kind of cool. I'm going to create a button. And I want that one 100 from the left and 100 from the bottom. When I drag it down, you'll see that the snapping now snaps to the visual bounds of the button. folks with experience working with 8.0 may have expressed some issue having to get the button exactly where they wanted it to be. Well, in this case, now since we're snapping to the visual bounds instead of where the layout rect happens to be, you can get that control to be exactly where you want it. Well, I thank you for your time. I know that you've been sitting there thinking just how useful these improvements are going to be. IntelliSense and GoTo definition for XAML, code peeking, fuzzy and camel case matching IntelliSense, embedded commenting, rulers and guides, they're all there for you. Now get in Visual Studio and try it for yourself. Thank you.